to Senate Bill 11. Senator Simmons, do you want to once again take that from your chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 11 talks to the permitting of fencing of certain lakes, ponds, and sloughs for the containment of livestock. What this bill does is, and in effect, what has been told to us, that interpretation of the present law says that if, for instance, ICE in a flooded area takes a fence out that is used for the containment of livestock, that it is the interpretation of the state that if a new fence is put in that would restrict access to that body of water from a public access point, highway, road, road ditch, whatever, that they could be taken to court on that aspect and have to take the fence out. I think that that is totally wrong. My liability insurance would never allow me to do that. I would have to abandon my private property or find another way to do it without a fence to keep my livestock in, if that's going to be the interpretation of law. What Senate Bill 11 simply says is that the landowner or the lessee is allowed to build a fence that's necessary for the containment of livestock across a lake, pond, slough, or similar natural body of water if they own it or lease it in inundated land to keep their livestock in. And it says that we are not, that that landowner or lessee would not be liable in Section 2, would not be liable for damages sustained by a trespasser who is injured as a direct or proximate cause of the construction and maintenance of any fence provided for and constructed and maintained pursuant to Section 1 of this Act. It allows the private landowner to protect his private property, his livestock, his purchase of liability insurance for his farm, for his pasture, and not allow someone to have recourse to stop him from having the use of that private property. That's simply what the law does.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons. Further proponents of Senate Bill 11.
Mr. Chairman, committee, my name is George Williams, and I represent the Department of Agriculture. I would like to provide support for Senator Simmons' bill. I would also indicate that I know that an amendment was passed out to you prior to this, and we would also agree to the amendment as well that was proposed with one slight modification. I don't know if this is the time to discuss that or not.
Senator Hange.
I don't know if you want to do it this way, but I could move the amendment for the purposes of discussion so that people could address the amendment if you would like.
Senator Simmons, do you have any opposition to doing that?
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead and do it. I'll address that when the time comes.
Okay. So at that point, if you want to move the amendment.
Okay. So I would move the amendment that was distributed to SB 11.
And there's not a title on that amendment. It is not drafted to LRC standards, but I believe at this point it's the only amendment that I'm aware of out there. Is there a section to that?
It actually says Diedrich on top in case anyone is.
Seconded by Senator Hamm. Okay. We do have an amendment prepared that will be 11TA. Do we have copies of that amendment for the committee?
It's the same language.
Can a page get us some copies? It'll be the same language. It'll be this. Todd, pass, if anybody wants a copy of what the amendment proposes, Todd has those. You go ahead and get the copies of the LRC drafted amendment. It says the same thing, only it's in appropriate form. Sorry about that, Mr. Williams. The amendment is proposed, so you can address it in the amendment.
Okay. The one change, I guess, that I would like to see in the amendment is under Section 1, Part 1, the word annually. I'd like to see that stricken from the amendment. And the reason being is because not all livestock are going to be confined in one area annually. You're going to have movement of livestock from one area to another, and not only that, you've got backgrounders that are going to be holding livestock for certain periods of time, which would preclude them from this. I do agree and fully support the intent with which Senator Simmons has proposed. We certainly see that there is a definite need to be able to have that ability to contain livestock on private property, and I would like to offer support for the original bill as well as the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Further proponents of Senate Bill 11, and if you want to incorporate any comments with the amendment or without, it's a good time to do it. Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 11?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Doug Hansen, Division of Wildlife Director. Our intent was to rise in opposition of the original bill, but to state that we do feel that there's possibility for amendment to the bill, and I think that's the amendment that has been passed out. So I'm kind of shifting from an opponent to one to a proponent of the amendment. And I would like to make just a few comments. You know, there are some a couple of conflicting issues. Certainly, we recognize, you know, the rights of landowners to contain livestock, and I think that's, you know, on a practical nature. Having lived up in that northeast area for several years, I know that, you know, I'm not aware of any farmer or producer ever feeling like they were constrained in containing their livestock with fences. You know, you see fences all the time going through wetlands and down the shorelines of lakes. I think it's understood that they can do that. The other issue is the one of public use of those bodies of water. In a particular statute, can't remember the exact citation, but you know the statute that says the public's ability to use that water shall not be obstructed or something to that effect. So our concern is the public's ability to use the water as well as the farmer's ability to contain his livestock. This issue, I was here in the early 90s when this issue was brought forward with regard to another body of public resource, that being the streams. And it wasn't easy to go through that issue. You have liability questions, public use questions, livestock containment questions, and there was a lot of debate, a lot of work, and what was ended up with was a provision in law that provides a mechanism for people under quite controlled conditions and with several conditions required to fence across a public highway or a place that the public can use, provided that provisions are on the condition that there are provisions made for the public to use that water. In the case of streams, it's a navigable stream. There has to be gates provided. So if you're a canoeist going down the Big Sioux River, the public has a right, because it's considered a public highway, to use that stream, and the requirement, and there are rules that have been promulgated by DNR to allow passage through those gates, and there are requirements of the fence. So our thought was, you know, should we treat lakes differently than we already treat streams? They're both bodies of water. They're both considered in the public trust. The public has a right to use them in an unobstructed way. Should lakes be treated as streams are? So that was the intent of the amendment, as I understand it. So I think that would conclude my testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen. So for the record, you are an opponent to Senate Bill 11, but would be a proponent to the version as amended.
That's correct.
That is correct. Thank you. Are there further opponents to Senate Bill 11? Further opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the hearing to committee discussion and or action. Senator Simmons.
Could I have a question, please, before we do that?
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll open that back up. I apologize. We didn't have a chance for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for Doug Hansen. Doug, because of your opposition to the bills pending the court case, wouldn't this particular amendment probably have as much bearing on access to private lands that are flooded of anything that we've been doing up here this morning?
Not as I read it, Senator Simmons. I think it doesn't speak to the issue of whether the public has a right to be there. It simply recognizes that if the public is on that body of water, that it allows them to be there, but also it allows the landowner to construct whatever fences may be necessary to contain livestock. And I think hopefully that was our feeling that, you know, perhaps there's a way these two can come together in a reasonable fashion that could provide for both needs. I don't read this to mean that it restricts the opportunity for a person to be on one of these bodies of water, a non-meandered lake that inundates private land, assuming he can be there already. We're not addressing that issue. Assuming they can be there already, it allows that person to, allows the landowner to fence in an appropriate manner that will allow that use. Did I miss your point?
May I continue?
Senator Simmons.
If I were a lawyer sitting in a court and we passed this law, I would say, okay, the landowner wants to fence his property. He has accepted the fact that the public has total access to his property. In fact, he has even given them the right by constructing the gate. And he has admitted to all of these things, so what's the issue anymore? I mean, in effect, if we pass this law and a landowner wants to fence his property, when his land has been taken, when his fence has been taken out by ice, he is openly admitting to all the people of the land that he has accepted them to his property by constructing a fence that the law says he has to construct by allowing a gate for them to come through. He has given up all of his rights if we pass this law and he needs to build a fence. Isn't that correct?
I'm not sure how the lawyer would interpret that.
Well, I don't know how a lawyer would, but I mean, in effect, isn't that exactly what he's doing?
Well, I think it does, again, recognizing the difference between the land and the water, it does recognize, and again, this is what is being questioned, it recognizes that the public has a right to use the water. In those situations where the public has a right to use the water.
But that's what the court
Senator case Simmons, about. I would appreciate going through the chair. I would give you the opportunity one asked for, but we're not going to have a conversation in this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate it.
Senator Simmons.
The fact of the matter is, though, would he not be giving up his rights?
Frankly, in a practical sense, this would require where perhaps a gate was not required before.
Mm-hmm.
Now it would be if these fencing rules fall in the same line as the stream fencing rules. So yes, in that sense you're correct.
Thank you.
Further questions of either opponents or proponents?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you. Quick question. Doug, do you know where this amendment came from? Who drafted it?
We drafted
Game Fish.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Further questions? Senator Simmons.
Doug, you just answered that you drafted this. I think that makes my statement even stronger, that this would have a bearing on the case that's in front of the court to a greater extent than anything we've tried to do here today. Would you agree or would you disagree?
No. Mr. Chair, yes, Mr. Hansen.
I hope we're not splitting hairs here. I sometimes think we are. In my opinion, this doesn't have a bearing on the court case because it's not, I mean, we're upholding our position that these waters are available for public use. So we're not changing that. And what we're offering is that, in that sense, these waters are the same as a public stream where access is provided, navigation is provided, and for stream fencing purposes, there are this other set of laws and rules that apply. Our suggestion in the amendment is that if they apply on that body of public water, should they not apply on this body of public water? So I am not trying to be evasive here. I just don't feel that directly involves the, you know, we're making an assumption that this is public water. Now, the court case may rule otherwise.
Mr. Hansen, I have a question for you just to clarify my mind. What the practice is now versus what would happen under the amendment. As I understand it right now, the private property owner does not have the right to put up a fence on his private property that is what's considered public waters, and that if we pass the amendment, that you could construct a fence, but you would need to put a gate, and under Senate Bill 11, you could put up a fence, but you would not need to have a gate. Is that correct or wrong?
I think that's an accurate statement, and our concern with Senate Bill 11 in its original form was that it broadly allowed fencing across waters that either have been or could be utilized for public use. As it's broad, it includes all bodies of water. That could include some bodies of water that have a historic use by the public. And by having the bill as written, if it allows an unrestricted use of fencing and permits that, we can see that there could be some abuses of that. I think this kind of gets back to the intent. You know, if the intent is to confine livestock, I think that at least I'm not aware of laws that prohibit people from confining livestock. You know, you see it all the time. The extent to which we become concerned with Senate Bill 11 in its original form is the extent to which this would now be used to restrict or prohibit public use of a body of water. That's why I think the measures taken years ago with the streams, you know, came to mind as the appropriate thing to do. But your analysis was correct.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen. Are there further questions of the proponents or opponents? Senator Hange.
Mr. Hansen, on the, I guess, comment first real quickly is that obviously you need to have some way, and like I said, I'm glad to hear you say that there's not really a restriction right now that keeps you from confining livestock. I would think that would be absolutely necessary, obviously. However, do you see anywhere in the amendment, I've been rereading and looking at it, that has the same sort of liability protection that's in the unamended version of Senate Bill 11? And maybe if you could even just take a look at it for a while to see if you actually see that in there. I'm not sure that I see the same liability protection for the person who actually constructs the fence. And I would think that would have, you know, we'd have to find some way to address that if people are going to put fences up.
I don't believe it's in there. Now, the whole liability issue is another question.
Do you have a further question or point with that then?
Just the fact that even though I moved the amendment myself, I, without having some chance to think about the liability issue also, I'd rather not move forward with that. It's up to the chair if how you want to handle that. I don't have a suggested amendment to the amendment right now.
Further questions? We're going to move on from that point. And further questions of opponents or proponents? Seeing no further questions, before we move on into committee discussion and or action, I would like to ask whether there's anybody that's from out of town that would like to testify on Senate Bill 12.